Sometimes the anti-conservative downtown cheerleader crowd forgets their electoral minority status and goes all out demonstrating how in love with big government action they are, and such is the case in Abilene City Council race for Place 6. In a fine story in the Abilene Reporter News by Scott Kirk, we find Place 6 challengers publicly criticizing conservative leader, small businessman Steve Savage, for not voting to spend money on duplicative city studies, for choosing not to join a friend of big government local Chamber of Commerce, and as if that were not enough, big government-loving challenger Williams actually attacked Councilman Savage for saying no a whole lot on the council. Steve Savage is a small government conservative who has spent several years taking time away from his small business to fight Abilene City Hall when it was doing things to hurt businesses and families in the key city. Savage understands that saying no to overreaching government is a plus, not a negative, as do most voters. But what's particularly funny is Savage was ready with a vote count, pointing out he's voted yes 292 times and no 37 times. That makes sense because a lot of what one votes on are routine matters. Clearly, Messrs. McNeese and Williams, the challengers, are lovers of big government at the local level. Abilene voters should return Savage for a full term on the council. In his inaugural partial term, Savage has lived up to the promises he made Abilene voters, performed admirably, and clearly has upset the big government-loving civic cheerleader crowd. It should be an interesting May 7th election in the key city. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.